Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. And also, we are not just comforting widows. We're comforting anyone that has a loss. Did you see the Bible? The series, The Bible, it has been on for the last few weeks. Well, I was not able to see the very beginning because I did not have the cable station that The Bible was on. But what I went ahead and did after this, I think it was halfway, I said, Lord, I really want to see this series. So what I did, I went ahead and called my cable company and had them to add that until the different seasons of this sequence were over. And I must say, I was truly blessed by doing just that. If I knew that I could have done that before, I just didn't think about it, that I could upgrade my cable to be able to see the Bible. But it was a wonderful series, and I really and truly enjoyed it. I started watching it when Daniel was in the lion's den, and they made it, you know, they really did a good job as far as portraying stories of the Bible. And the last night was really, really sad, touching, and also couldn't keep my tears back. It was very hard for me to watch how they beat Jesus over and over again and the different things that they did and nailed him to the cross. It was just very painful to watch. But it was so real. And it's just amazing how God loved us so much and allowed his son to go through that torture, that beating. It was really awful. But it was a wonderful series. I would love to really just sit and watch it from beginning to end again. And I'm looking forward to it when they show it again next year. I'm also thinking about buying this. You can, as of really today, you can actually purchase the series. Like I said, it was really wonderful. Now, the best part about the whole thing, most of the time you've seen the Ten Commandments, and also you've seen other movies about Jesus and where it ends at the crucifixion. Well, the Bible didn't end there. It showed how the different disciples, how they continued on doing what God, Jesus wanted them to do. Also, one of my favorite people in the Bible was Paul. It even showed where when Paul first started, where when he became blind, when Jesus appeared to him on Damascus road and he became blind, they made that, really just being able to see that come alive, the Bible, you know. You can read the Bible, but when you actually see what it, you know, in a movie series, it's really amazing. And it showed Paul how he persevered and did the things that he says in the Bible. He did not give up. And also, it also showed how each disciple died. And you heard of some how Peter was crucified, but he was crucified upside down. So I enjoyed that really a lot because it showed more. It just didn't stop at the crucifixion. It continued, and it showed what happened to the disciples, how they suffered, and they continued to do God's will during their suffering. So, and then also talked about how John, they tried to kill John too, but he was saved so he could write the Revelation. So I enjoyed it, really, really enjoyed it. And like if I could sit and watch it just over and over again, just seeing how the Bible just opened up. But anyway, I hope that you had a wonderful Easter, resurrection, or whatever religion that you consider it to be. But yes, Jesus died for our sin. But I want to talk tonight more about Jesus, about the different things that are still talking about. The crucifixion, you know, different things, how God, Jesus died for us. So I want to talk more because I just don't want to, we have some other things that we're going to be talking about the rest of the month. We're going to talk about health. We're going to talk about some things from FDIC website, updating you on consumer news. We're going to do that on the rest of the week. We're going to do different topics this month. But I wanted to continue on talking about Jesus, how much he loved us and how he suffered for our sins. Did you know that sin will cost you dearly? The soul who sins is the one who will die. Ezekiel 18, chapter, the fourth verse. In modern society, sin has lost its sting. But in the consequences of sin still remains the same. Sin separates us from God, creates feeling of guilt, inferior, frustration, and rob sinners of peace of mind. Your sin will eventually find you out. Many people try to ignore this fact with all their might. They believe that they are the exception to the divine law that says we what we sow. Now, there are many people out there, they don't even think that they're sinning. They think that what they're doing, doing their daily walk, is okay. To hurt, to kill, to steal, to curse, commit adultery. They all think that it's okay. It's not sin. People give no thought to the consequences of sin. Sin can be extremely costly. We cannot calculate how much sadness and sorrow is inflicted upon the world because of sin. When you sin, you isolate yourself from God by following your own path from God's ways. To accept Jesus Christ as your personal Redeemer and Savior, and to consciously live in the presence of God is the only way to preserve yourself from sin. In this way, you will experience freedom and be set free from your guilt as the Holy Spirit enables you to live victoriously. Let's talk about also mission accomplished. When we had received the drink, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." John 19, 30th verse. The Old Testament prophecies were fulfilled. Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem and was counted among the poor. His body was pierced, his clothes divided, his dignity marked. Victory over the enemy was complete. Darkness was overcome by brightened light. Satan's power was broken and destroyed. Christ went to prepare a place for us and once again returned to glorify, to take us to where he is. Man's salvation is complete. The demand of God's righteousness were met. He redeemed us with his blood. Our debt has been paid. The warrant for our arrest nailed to the cross. Sin no longer rules us. Jesus triumphed, conquering Satan, sin, death, and hell. It is finished. Yes, looking at the series of the Bible, you see these things happening. The unavoidable question, what shall I do then with Jesus, who is Christ? Yes, those words were from Pilate. That was the question from Pilate. What shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? The right answer could mean that you win everything from time and eternity. The wrong answer could mean that you will lose everything. There are those who prefer ignoring Jesus, like Pilate. He said, he washed his hands and then announced that they have nothing to do with the entire business. However, it was not easy to ignore him. Your destiny is bound to Jesus Christ. There are people who chose to oppose Christ. They, about themselves, would say, "Away with him, crucify him." They wanted to shout Christ out of their lives. You know, it's so amazing. that on Palm Sunday, you know how he rode on the donkey into, Bethlehem? It's amazing how they threw down the, the palms. And they all worship him as the king. But less than a week later, they yelled when Pilate asked them, "Crucify him." How quickly do we forget? You know, now we seem to do the same thing. We forget what God has done for us. When we get in a situation, we get so depressed, we lose our faith, and we forget what Jesus has done for us, how he's gotten us through these different trials and tribulations. How quickly those people had forgotten all the miracles Jesus had performed. And they were able to say, "Away with him, crucify him." There are those who accept him. They accept him as a redeemer and savior. He rules their lives, set free from sin and condemnation. They obtain peace, joy, righteousness, and eternal life. Life without Christ is a hopeless end. Life with Christ is an endless hope. Do you want to have an endless hope? Do you want to continue to have the faith and believing that Christ is our Lord, that he rose the third day, and now he's in heaven? The cause of his suffering, Isaiah 53:5, "But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wound we are healed." Jesus took the sin of the world. What? I mean, isn't that amazing? To love us so unconditionally, to have gone through all that suffering and beating just for us. God took our unrighteousness upon him, and he was punished from our transgression. Jesus suffered all through his life, from the crib to the cross. Look around and see, is any suffering like my suffering was inflicted on me? That's a quote what Jesus is saying. He suffered from the crib to the cross. God's wrath is all-consuming fire of his holiness that works to destroy sin. Some people do not want to hear anything about God's wrath. God is love, they say. We agree with this fully, but God is also holy, and we dare not consider his holiness as less important than his love. Wrath is at its most severe when it is justly conveyed by love. God is just in his love. God is just in his love. Therefore, he could not let sin go unpunished. Christ in his uncomparable sorrow brought him upon by a just God in his wrath. Our God, who is endlessly just, is also endlessly great in love and grace. That is our hope and our salvation. Do you have that much love that you will allow your son to go to the cross the way he did? What a story, what a story. I think I'm going to invest into those CDs because I just can't stop thinking about it. I have just sitting and thinking about all those different scenes that I saw on Sunday from the Bible. It's just so amazing how he was beaten. He went through all of the trials and tribulations that he came here to do. Would we do something like that? Would we give up our son and let him suffer like that? I don't think so. And that's the same thing I feel too. I don't know if I could. And Mary, she was there all the time. She was there watching her son go through this. That would have been the most difficult thing to watch your son be beaten like that. And when they put the nail through his hand and feet, she was still standing there. She was a strong person to be able to, I mean, she loved him so she didn't want to leave his side. But to be able to watch that happen, I just can't seem to get it out of my head. But just knowing that Jesus went to the cross because how much he loved us. How big is your heart? How big is your love for others? Think about it. I went to, what is it called? It's not necessarily called a retreat. Somewhat of a retreat where the question was, how big is your lamb? And you know what the lamb I'm talking about? How big is your lamb for Jesus, your love for Jesus? How big is it? Is it small? Is it medium? Is large? Extra large? How big is your lamb? Mine is pretty big. I know sometimes we get doubt in our mind. We get weak. We get lonely. We go through so many emotions. And a lamb gets smaller and smaller in size. And then one day we wake up and say, oh, I need to get out of this mood. I need to make my lamb bigger and bigger and bigger. And I need to stay there. I don't need to keep going back and making it smaller and smaller. Today, this week, think about it. How big is your lamb? If it's small, is it medium, or is it large? If you saw how Jesus suffered on the cross, your lamb should be gigantic. And also spreading the word, spreading the gospel. Like Paul, Peter. And they even showed on the show where Stephen was pretty young. He was stoned to death because he was trying to do what God wanted him to do. What are you doing to spread the gospel, your love, and love to others? How big is your lamb? Think about that this week. Because if you saw the Bible, your lamb should be gigantic. It shouldn't be small. It shouldn't be medium. It should be larger, larger. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Love others. Do what God has led you to do. Don't sit on it, because time is near. It's short. You don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. Do what thus says the Lord. Spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, just like the disciples did. They continued to do what Jesus wanted them to do to the very end. And they died a brutal death. They didn't just die of a heart attack, a diabetes. They died. Peter was crucified upside down. As the God, which one was Matthew, the one of them, was poisoned. It is, they died so many different ways. It was awful. But I'm going to stop here and stop dwelling on it, because Jesus is my Lord. I love him dearly. My lamb once was small, but I wanted to be large, large, and larger. I don't want it to be small or medium. Well, that's the end of my show tonight. I would like to make an announcement. Well, we are going to Savannah on our yearly trip. Savannah, Georgia. We'll be touring Savannah. We'll be going to the Paula Deen restaurant, Crab Shack restaurant, and also Tybee Island. We'll be leaving June 7th, 8th, and 9th, returning on the 9th. And we're looking forward for the bus to be packed with you on it. So get ready for it. The first deposit is April 10th. We'll be making a deposit each month up until a trip. We need the first deposit is $75, and we need that by April the 10th. Well, it's almost only one more minute to be on off the air, so next week I'll have more details regarding the trip. And also the cost and everything. If you have any question before then, give me a call. But in a couple of days, I should have all the information regarding the trip. And I hope that you will be on board. Be blessed. Have a great week. And tune in again next week, same time, Tuesday, from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
You,
dear Lord. comes down. I dare you learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Man up. Know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him. Thank you, Lord. Kneel down before Him. He's the King of Kings and Lord.